بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله حيي كريم. Allah عز وجل is shy, a shyness that befits His greatness and majesty. كريم, He is generous, the most generous. يستحي من العبد إذا رفع إليه يديه أن يردهما صفرا. Allah عز وجل is shy to reject the slave, the dua of the slave, if the slave was to raise his hand to him. Allahu Akbar. And so we learn that if you were to raise your hand while making dua, then Allah is shy to reject this dua. Why? Because the one who raises his hand, this image is an image of a beggar, someone who is begging, and Allah Azza wa Jal is shy from returning the slave that is in desperate need of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when raising your hands in a dua, there are two common ways. Number one, you bring all your fingers and your hand together, and the palm of the hand is facing your face like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ud'u Allah bi akuffi butunikum. Make dua to Allah azza wa jal with the palm of your hand like this, and you look at it. The other way is to raise your fingers towards the sky, so like this, a little more vertical. You raise your fingers to the sky and you look into your palm and you make a dua. And this, generally, raising the hand in a dua is permissible all time, no problems. But in a salat, you avoid it. You don't raise your hand when you're doing the sitting between the two sujood, or in sujood, or in ruku', or when standing, except in al-witr, when there is al-qunut, you raise your hand and you make dua, no problems. Na'am, and it also should be avoided in salat al-jum'ah, when the imam is making dua at the end of the khutbah, and it's avoided in tawaf and in sa'i. You don't do this. But in all other times, you raise your hand and you make dua. And understand, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the one who raises his hand to the creation of Allah, that is a humiliation. And the one who raises his hand to the Lord of the creation, to the Creator, then that is an honor and an elevation for him. And so, brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness in this life and in the afterlife. Allahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.